mean, I can. I'll just be in the car.
Erica. Erica.
Yes.
Oh, don't sound excited. Erica, how many more days left do we have to the semester over here?
What semester?
To the month.
We have 3 days.
Yeah, what are we doing in those 3 days?
We're going to hit the goal.
Like how?
We're going to continue to push and get these cases activated.
Listen, Erica. Listen, Erica. Oh, by the way, Erica, what's next week? Are we all set with daycare?
Yes and no.
Okay, tell me the yes.
Yes, she's in daycare part-time. However, full-time price is higher than part-time.
Great. Awesome. So you're all set?
Yes and no.
Yes and no. Don't yes and no, America.
Yes, Judah, but I'm going to make it work. We're all set.
We're all set?
Yes.
Amazing. Listen, you heard that? Well, guess what? Guess what, Erica?
Yes, Judah.
Guess what?
Yes,
this is what we're going to do for you, okay? We're going to give you some dinero.
Dinero?
You don't say Spanish?
Yes, I understand.
Yeah, okay, good. So let's do your annual review now, okay? Melissa, you did it there? Did you fill it out?
I filled it out.
Okay, so you saw what Melissa filled out?
Yes, it was lovely, but I know there's more improvement that needs to be made.
Yeah, for example, what?
For example, being consistent.
Oh, that's a good word. I like that. Tell me more about that.
Judah.
He puts you on the spot.
He did, no, because I thought this meeting was to go over my cases.
It is, but Melissa has to do 2-9-1-1. So we're going to meet at, tomorrow morning at, Melissa, what time are you going to be
here? I'll be here by 9:30.
Here, fine. I want you to call me, Eric, at 9:30 in the morning. We're going through every single one of your cases, okay?
Okay.
So if you want to work tonight after the baby's sleeping, okay, so you could catch up onto it, you know, to come prepared, Melissa and I will approve the overtime.
Okie dokie.
Talk about dineros, huh? I want updates on every case tomorrow morning.
Okay.
And we're going to go top from the top of the sheet. We're going to go down every single case, 50 cases, whatever it is. Anyone, any caregiver who doesn't have documents, send them a message tonight. Call them.
Okay.
Then you want to work tonight?
Well, I'll work tonight after school.
You have school?
Yes. Dude.
What time?
I go from 6 to 10, so I'll be back home 10:30.
So you're not working at 10:30? No. What are you going to school for?
For hair, cosmetology school.
You'll be so rich, it's going to be crazy. You're going to forget about all of us.
I will never forget.
You're going to leave us, or are you going to work in addition to us?
I'll work in addition. You never leave your first income.
That's right. Your main, steady, consistent income.
Yeah.
Okay, like this. Erica, so we're going to make this call quick, just so you can work till 6 o'clock or whatever time you need to. But we're going to go through every single case. And by the way, yeah, you could come in if you want us to work tonight when you log in, and you could schedule text messages. You know how to do that?
Yeah.
Schedule text messages to go out to the – I wouldn't text them at 10:30. Schedule text messages to the caregivers to go to them tomorrow morning starting at 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Hey, Fred, I need this. Hey, Monica, I need that. Just send literally a text message to any caregiver who is not fully compliant. Send it to them. And I know you don't have to tell me so many caregivers, so work on the patient. But
okay.
We know every case tomorrow. We have to make every case happen. Next, consistency is key. When you're back here in the office starting on Wednesday, full-time, 5 days a week, you're going to get back to being where you were and where we needed to be. Okay?
Okay.
It was a nice run for the last 3-4 months, but we got to get back to where we need to be. That being said, we're going to give you a raise, an annual raise. What was your – when did you come back from maternity leave? Came back on after Labor Day.
The 4th, I think, right?
The 4th?
Yes.
No, that was.
It wasn't the 4th. It was that following.
The following Monday, right?
Yeah.
Welcome back here. Sorry.
No, as of 9/8. That's when you find. So 9/8 is when your annual was. We're gonna give you a raise broken into two parts, okay?
Okay.
The first part is you're getting $1, and we're going to back it from 9/8. Okay.
Okay.
The second part is we're going to offer you. How much are you making now?
26.
What? Oh, wow. Okay, fine. We'll still do it. We're going to give you part two. If after, call the end of December, we see that you're on your game, we will give you another $1.
Okay.
Unless you don't want it.
Yes, I do want it. I do. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. So this will also, by the way, help with a raise, whatever you need, your expenses are, that you have a baby, right? All that kind of stuff. But
mm-hmm.
I'm just saying is that, yeah, I'm going to send you an email now so you see it.
Okay.
And this is in writing. I'm going to put a calendar invite for the first week in January for us to sit back, review it, and consistency and growth. And I want it to be that you're the one who's pushing us to get to this number, and you're dragging me and Melissa along with you. How you doing?
Okay.
Bye, Erica. Gracias.
Bye. Thank you.
Call me at 9:30. Bye.
I will. Bye.